Jared Duffy. What a segue. Morning to you, mate. How are you?
Morning, Mido.
Ever had that happen to you, Daff?
No. I was very well behaved in my youth, Loz.
Come on, you must have something. You must have done something.
No, always made it home.
You must have done the wrong bus or the wrong cab or...
No. You've got to know when you've had enough.
Yeah. But what about falling asleep? Have you ever fallen asleep in a cab?
No, but I've been...
I reckon most people would have fallen asleep in a cab.
No, not me.
No? Well, the three of us on the panel have. And Will, our producer, has. And all the other people that are...
So I'm the odd man
out. Put their hand up, yeah. So they've all put their hand up, falling asleep. There's three women here that have put up their hand and said they've fallen asleep in a cab.
The guy that I was pretty close with business-wise, he had a bad habit of falling asleep in places he shouldn't have. This is when I lived in Alice Springs. And we went to Sydney, went to the Star Casino there, and we had a pretty decent night out. And so I make my way to my room. Then there's a knock on the door a few hours later. They woke me up at security, and they said, "Your mate, he's downstairs. We've got him in a holding area." I said, "Why is that?" They said, "Well, he come upstairs. He got out of the lift, stood in the corridor there, and started to take his clothes off, folded them up, went to sleep on them in the nude."
That's a good night out.
He had $30,000 in his suit pocket that he was using as a pillow. That's a true story.
Okay.
Jeez, I wish I'd come across him.
What was he using that for?
I've got a feeling. Anyway, let's move on. Rose Hill, I've just got a report through. Track soft six. This is the latest. Mm. So, 1.6 mils of rain in the last 24 hours. So that was that rain they got between 9 and 3 yesterday. So they've had no rain since yesterday afternoon. Soft six as it stands, Rose Hill Gardens. And that slipper market at this stage, gosh, you've got to think that Storm Boy at some point will get out, Daff. What do you reckon?
Well, we've got plenty of takers at the 210 currently, so I'm not too sure that he will. I thought he would, but I don't know about that now. He's 210. There was a couple of roughies back, 2 and 3, fully lit, and Shangri-La Express were into $21 at one stage on Tuesday night. They're back out to 26. Switzerland is the one getting out, being 4 out to 5, but there's been a nice little move here, Jared, for Lady of Camelot. 13 after the final field was quickly into 11, and I see this morning now $8, so it's been a decent move.
Okay, we've got the AFL tonight, St Kilda and Collingwood, and the Pies. I see they brought Tom Mitchell and Billy Frampton back into their side. Ross Lyon, he's dropped Brad Crouch. They do get their gun back-to-back BNF winner Jack Sinclair back, though.
Yeah, that's a key in, and although they are the outsiders, St Kilda, there's plenty of money for them to win. Well, it's just a terrific betting game. The head-to-head hasn't moved since Monday. St Kilda, $2.40. Collingwood, $1.58. We've got a line there of 9.5 points. So if the Pies lose tonight, so that's 0-3, and we do have next week's matchup for the Thursday night where they travel to Brisbane and they're $2.90 outsiders. So they could be off to a pretty ordinary start if they lose tonight.
What about the NRL, mate? Penrith taking on the Broncos. The Broncos are obviously drifting with that news came through yesterday that Payne Haas was going to be out. What's the latest price?
Well, they're blowing like the north wind, Loz. On Sunday, they were $2.80, the Broncos. They're now right out to $3.80. Penrith, $1.27. And that handicap line was 6.5. Well, it's blown out to 10.5 now. So I guess no surprise all of the money is with Penrith there.
Jared, the Socceroos played in their World Cup qualifier against Lebanon. Is it fair to say they should get the 3 points in that one?
Well, you'd think so, Josh. They're $1.12 to win. The draw there at $7.50. Lebanon, the $21 outsider. Plenty of money, as there always is, scattered around on the correct score market. And the favourite way there is for Australia, 2-0 at $4.75. Just ahead of 3-0 at $5. We've got 1-0 at $7. 4-0 at $7.50, 2-1 at $9. So there's markets there all the way down to 6-0. There's plenty of markets on the game as well.
Just seeing the Matildas have drawn the US, Germany, and the winner out of Zambia and Morocco in our group stage for the Paris Games as well. So
tough
that's
draw.
Going to be their group. Yep. So when you got US and Germany
US,
in the group,
yeah.
Definitely. We've got NBA today, and, well, this is a big game in the Eastern Conference between the Bucks and the Celtics.
Yeah, it is. Just before we get to that one, Cleveland have been a drifter in the first one, 177. That's out from 167. Miami at $2.10 there. Well, Boston, $1.19 from $1.39. So I'm not quite sure what's happened there, Jared, but $1.39 into $1.19. The Bucks are now out to $5 from $3. And that line, which was 6 points, is now 11 points. And the other one that's moved for the morning is Oklahoma City. More so that line, which was 11.5 points in their favour, is now 16 points. So yeah, a couple of big moves there today in the NBA.
Yeah, very simple reason for the Bucks. Guess who's out? Giannis.
The big boy.
That's why there's a big
drift. That'll do it.
Yep, certainly will. I think we've wrapped everything there, Jarrett.
Anything
we've missed that you want to tell us about?
Only the F1's obviously on this week.
Yes.
And Verstappen's at $1.16 and $10 for Perez, $16 Leclerc. So there's plenty of markets there. The V8s, they've got four races for the weekend. One of those is on today, by the way. So we've got a market open for that. Brock Feeney, Will Brown at $3.75. They're the co-favourites. Chaz Mostert, $5. At $10, we've got Cam Waters, Jack LeBrock, and the rest of 13 or better. So there's plenty of markets there for the V8s today as well. Not the V8s, the supercars.
With the supercars today and tomorrow, 20-lap races, and then they've got 14-lap sprints Saturday and Sunday, but there's no pit stops allowed unless it starts raining during the race, and they're allowed to change their tyres.
Yeah.
But otherwise, no pit stops.
I'm not sure what the weather is. I just spoke to somebody down there before who's near the course and said it's very, very cold and looks pretty bleak. So there might well be some bad weather around for the weekend. But it is Melbourne.
That it is. Thank you, Jared. Outstanding.
Thank you, boys. We'll chat soon.